Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of the faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Renunciation of the World, Day 7. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and do not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to prevent you from doing what you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are plain: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissensions, party spirit, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort, the wisdom of the flesh is the love of pleasure. This is the wisdom shown by the worldly wise, who seek only the satisfaction of the senses. They want to have a good time. They shun anything that might prove unpleasant or mortifying for the body, such as fasting and other austerities. Usually they think only of eating, drinking, playing, laughing, enjoying life, and having a good time. They must always be comfortable and insist on having entertaining pastimes, the best of food and good company. Renunciation of the World, Closing Prayers. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.